Will we find any hint of resilience, any hint of something that will help them bounce back from this? Verse 21. After the men had gone a long time without food, Paul stood up before them and said, "Men, you should have taken my advice not to sail from Crete. Then you would have spared yourselves this damage and loss." I told you that we would return to that verse wherein Paul warned them. "Men, I can see that our voyage is going to be disastrous and bring great loss to ship and cargo and to our own lives also." Understandably, though, as I said earlier, the centurion listened to the pilot and the owner of the ship and the majority. Not only were the pilot and the owner of the ship wrong, the majority were wrong. And Paul was right. Paul did well to say to them, "You should have taken my advice." I know a lot of people say, don't be saying to people, "I told you so." No, sometimes it is necessary. Sometimes it is right. Sometimes it is good to say to people, "I told you so. You should have listened to me." "But now," he continues, "I urge you to keep up your courage, because not one of you will be lost. Only the ship will be destroyed." Now he's encouraging them. Listen to this. "Last night, an angel of the God whose I am and whom I serve stood beside me and said, 'Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand trial before Caesar. And God has graciously given you the lives of all who sail with you. So keep up your courage, men, for I have faith in God that it will happen just as he told me." Now, here we go. Words of encouragement that empower us to bounce back, that empower us to keep going. Paul let them know first, "You should have listened to me. You should have taken my advice. But listen, I want you to know it's going to be all right. It really is going to be all right. So keep up your courage." He explained to them why he was taking that position. An angel of God gave him the report. "You're going to get to Caesar. You've got to stand trial before Caesar. And so we're going to see to it that you get there." And check this out. Based on Paul's relationship with God, based on God's mission for Paul in Rome, God determined that not only would he get Paul to Rome, but all the people who were on that ship with Paul would be all right. God was going to take care of them too. Notice now, he said the angel of God told him, "And God has graciously given you the lives of all who sail with you." That's what the angel told him. "God has graciously given you the lives of all who sail with you." They were all in danger. God was going to see to it that not one of them perished. Not one of them died out there. Not one would be lost at sea. That's encouraging. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, you are in the wrong place. You're not connected with God the way you should be. Now, I want to give you a word that can help you bounce back. Sometimes you may not even be as good as Julius was. Julius was willing to show Paul kindness, even though he was overseeing Paul's trip as a prisoner to Rome. Paul wanted to see his friends in Sidon, and out of kindness to Paul, Julius said, "Hey, no problem. Go ahead." You may be one who is a bit cantankerous, mean towards the very person who may hold your life in his hands based on his relationship or her relationship with God. God has graciously given you, the angel said to Paul, God has graciously given you the lives of all who sail with you. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, you are spared based not on who you are, based not on your relationship with anyone in this world, but based on the prayers of someone else who has been praying for you, who themselves have an intimate relationship with God. And God has decided, God has determined, he's hearing the prayers of the one he has that special relationship with, and he's sparing you along with that person. That is a reason to say, hey, we can bounce back. So keep up your courage, men. For I have faith in God. And I keep emphasizing that. We should always make sure that we are placing our faith in God. I have faith in God that it will happen just as he, the angel of God, told me. Nevertheless, we must run aground on some island. On the 14th night, 2 weeks later, 14 nights later, we were still being driven across the Adriatic Sea when about midnight, the sailors sensed they were approaching land. They took soundings and found that the water was 120 feet deep. A short time later, they took soundings again and found it was 90 feet deep. Fearing that we would be dashed against the rocks, see, this was not a good thing that the water was becoming more and more shallow. That's not good for ships. That's why they've been dredging and getting rid of, making deeper. They're getting rid of some of the ground underneath some of these port areas in Georgia, South Carolina, that are going to be bringing in, eventually be accommodating larger ships that make the way deeper into the water. They can't be running up on ground. They can't be hitting rocks. So these guys began to become concerned. A short time later, 90 feet, fearing that we would be dashed against the rocks, they dropped four anchors from the stern and prayed for daylight. In an attempt to escape from the ship, the sailors, here we go, some of the experts, let the lifeboat down into the sea, pretending they were going to lower some anchors from the bow. Then Paul said to the centurion and his soldiers, unless these men stay with the ship, you cannot be saved. So the soldiers cut the ropes that held the lifeboat and let it fall away. Just before dawn, Paul urged them all to eat. Remember, he had said something to them about food a little earlier when he said to them, you should have taken my advice. Verse 21, after the men had gone a long time without food, Paul stood up before them and said, men, you should have taken my advice. Now here he is, verse 33, letting them know, hey, look, I'll tell you what you need to do. Let me follow up on this next week as we continue to look at steps to becoming more resilient. Up next, though, got something else for you. Stay with me.